Is Yahoo looking for a new CEO or a new owner?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There's been a big shakeup at the media and tech giant Yahoo. Its CEO, Carol Bartz, was fired by the company's board of directors who complained about stagnant revenues. But there are reports today Yahoo is preparing to hire investment bankers and other advisors as the company figures out what to do next. Now, some say that could mean Yahoo is on the market. Henry Blodgett blogs about it at the Business Insider. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Do you think the company is going to sell? I mean, is this just posturing?
No, I think it is definitely for sale. I think the fact that the board removed the CEO and then announced that they were going to hire a strategic advisor to hire a new CEO while at the same time saying, but we certainly would listen to outside bidders, suggests that they will entertain offers. And if the offers come in and are good, then they don't have to hire a CEO, then that relieves them of that burden.
What does the company have to offer? I mean, Yahoo seems like an afterthought in a lot of the new media and tech discussions going on these days.
They really do. Unfortunately, over the past 10 years, Yahoo has really lost ground to Google, to Facebook, to other companies. Fortunately, the user base and Yahoo brand are still incredibly strong.
What type of company do you think, Henry, is the best fit for Yahoo?
Well, I think for a buyer, you would probably be looking at a traditional media company. I don't actually think that that's the best outcome for Yahoo right now. I think the best course of action is to hire a CEO with a real vision and understanding of the industry. And I worry that if a traditional media company takes it over, that you'll have the same sort of attempts to conform the digital business to a lot of traditional media businesses, which certainly has not worked well in the past.
Henry Blodgett, CEO and editor-in-chief of Business Insider. Henry, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, about 1.5% or more for the Dow, up 189 points at 11,328. NASDAQ and S&P 500 each up about 2% at the moment. Today we found out companies advertised the most job openings in nearly 3 years. Employers posted 3.2 million jobs in July, according to the Labor Department. The cash-strapped U.S. Postal Service pays contractors about $15 billion. And as it tries to cut costs, it's asking those companies to make their own cuts, about $1 billion worth. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The U.S. Postal Service has outsourced for a long time.
Probably since the Pony Express.
That's David Hendel, a lawyer with Hush Blackwell.
Mail that goes any kind of a distance at all has been contracted out from time immemorial.
To some familiar companies making hundreds of millions of dollars every year. FedEx and United Airlines, Northrop Grumman and IBM. Some of them transport mail, others help track it and sort it. And Dell says some of those contracts may not be renewed.
As the Postal Service contracts, it's buying less of everything.
And it's asking companies to consider lowering rates, to cut costs where they can. The Postal Service is asking for sympathy. But Hendel says the USPS will always rely on contractors. It's cheaper, and it doesn't have to worry about retirement or health care benefits. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
All this week, Marketplace is looking at how in the 10 years since 9/11, the landscape has changed for American business. For companies large and small, security has become a big part of the business plan. But as Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports, there are also some questions about whether the money is well spent.
Airlines? Sure. The Super Bowl? Naturally. Grain elevators? Say what? For you city folk, grain elevators are America's rural skyscrapers. Farmers dump their corn, wheat, and soybeans. Trucks haul it out to feed the country. Even though elevators are mostly in the middle of nowhere, Bob Zelenka of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association says, you never know.
It's on the edge of town, so could somebody step in here and adulterate some grain? I guess it might be easy enough to do, but, you know, those are the kind of things we've changed in terms of locking down, which we never used to do. Being, again, aware and vigilant.
9/11 meant new fences, lighting, training on what to do with suspicious requests for ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that can be used to make a bomb. Many grain elevators also store farm chemicals. Zelenka says elevators are now required to track every kernel, where it came from and where it's going.
It's been thousands of dollars that elevators have spent. You take that times the 14,000 elevators nationwide, that's a big chunk of dough.
Too much dough, if you ask John Mueller. He's a professor at Ohio State and co-author of the new book, Terror, Security, and Money.
Maybe we're much overreacting and overspending for a threat which is extremely limited.
Mueller estimates the U.S. private sector spends at minimum an extra $10 billion a year on security since 9/11. From grain elevators to shopping malls, he says, rarely does the math make sense.
We've looked at the cost, for example, of protecting a large office building. The cost to retrofit a building to deal with, say, a truck bomb and so forth are not worth it unless the probability of the building being hit is 1,000 times higher than it actually is at present.
9/11 may have hit private businesses, but Mueller says nearly every foiled plot since then has had a government target, mostly military. As for grain elevators, Mueller says not a single case has targeted the U.S. food supply. Of course, this all makes sense on paper, but back at the elevator, Bob Zelenka says a different logic, 10 years on, continues to prevail.
You can't be too safe, I guess, these days, unfortunately.
In Vermilion, Minnesota, I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, a new poll by social network Badu.com says Americans are the coolest in the world. Forget about debt problems, so-called dysfunctional government, and 9% unemployment. Americans are still at the top of their game when it comes to pop culture, entertainment, technology. Badu surveyed 30,000 people across 15 countries. Brazilians came in second, by the way. And the Spanish, for all their debt problems, came in third. The least cool nationality, by the way? Belgian. We have a list at Marketplace.org inside the Marketplace Index section. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
J-O-B-S. Everywhere you turn, people are talking about them. And most of the talk, by the way, is about not having one and how to get one.
I'm 38. I'm a doctor, and the last time I worked as a doctor was 2 years ago.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when long-term unemployment becomes the norm? That story next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street and the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.